was expecting you.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line. Plus, four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com to get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay, well qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel the entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New York City, police released updated photos of the gunman they say yesterday fatally shot the United Healthcare CEO, offering a less grainy but still partial look at his face. Investigators say they found three inscribed shell casings, too. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Midtown Manhattan.
Police now have a good sense of who the shooter is, and they are still looking for him. He left clues here at the scene, including writings on the very bullets he fired.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth spending a fourth day this week holding talks with senators who will vote on his confirmation, telling reporters he still has the backing of President-elect Trump. ABC News has learned Trump has not made any calls to lawmakers pushing for support and has been talking with possible replacements. Two earthquakes shook Northern California today, the first near Humboldt County, a 7.0, triggering a brief tsunami warning. It's since been lifted. This is ABC News. A top McDonald's executive vowing to earn back consumer trust after the company's recent E. coli outbreak left one person dead and sickened more than 100 others.
The E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's restaurants in Colorado and other western states is officially over. But McDonald's USA President Joe Erlinger tells ABC News the work is not done.
Food safety at McDonald's is actually everybody's business. You know, We make it our priority in our headquarters. It's a priority in our nearly 13,500 restaurants. It's a priority across our supplier facilities.
McDonald's stopped using the supplier of onions connected to the outbreak. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The jury in New York City continuing a third day of deliberations in the case of Daniel Penny and the trial of the chokehold. And now a new civil lawsuit has been filed against the former Marine by the father of the man he is accused of killing. Andre Zachary alleges Penny's negligence directly led to his son's death. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
Curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return and breezy winds still lingering.
gusting around 25 miles per hour. It's taking our highs in the low 20s and making it feel more like the single digits. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, but a nice warm-up for the weekend. Alexandria, Minnesota. The best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Charges have been filed against a teenager who brought a gun into a Kenosha high school. Counts against the 16-year-old who had the weapon at Indian Trail High School on Monday include terrorist threats, possession of a firearm on school grounds, and possession of a dangerous weapon by a minor. A missing Brown County man has been found dead in southeast Wisconsin. The Ozaukee County Sheriff's Office says the body of 37-year-old Benjamin Berenson was found Wednesday morning. His abandoned vehicle was found Friday on I-43, and a foot search with a canine officer led deputies to a remote wooded area where his body was located. Someone is holding a $1 million winning lottery ticket. The ticket from Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing sold at El Rey Food Market in Milwaukee matched five of five numbers, but not the Mega Ball.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07, reporting from the Global Dairy Experience Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. No one was hurt after a freight train collided with a car on the railroad tracks in Red Wing late Tuesday morning. According to Red Wing police, a 32-year-old woman accidentally turned onto the tracks near 420 Levy Street near the Amtrak Depot. The driver then got out of the car before an oncoming train hit the car and sent it down the tracks. Chippewa Falls will need a new mayor. Mayor Greg Hoffman yesterday said he will not run again next year. Hoffman has been mayor in Chippewa Falls for the past 17 years. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. His decision means there will be an election with new names on the ballot in April. No word on who is interested in the job. A man from Eau Claire, accused of randomly shooting at homes, has reached a plea deal. Prosecutors say Brandon Flannery admitted to shooting out of his window while drinking to relieve stress. He's pleading no contest to two charges, and another charge was dropped in exchange. Flannery will be on probation for 3 years, and he will not be allowed to use guns during that time. Before you start sending off holiday donations, be sure that you're not handing your money to scammers. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says there are criminals out there trying to pose as legitimate charities. That includes fake websites, fake emails, and spoofing phone calls to look like they're actually coming from a charity. Now, if you're worried about the source of a charity, and if they are using the money the way that they say they are, check the Better Business Bureau's charity database at give.org. That's give.org. Now, if you want to donate locally, the Salvation Army's Red Kettle program keeps 85% of the money raised in those red kettles in local communities like Pepin County. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There's a coronavirus warning on campus at UW-Eau Claire. The university yesterday said they have confirmed several cases among students. No one is saying just where the virus came from, but the warning says coronavirus can spread quickly and easily, and it can make people very sick. The university is urging all students to stay away from anyone who has the virus and is urging everyone to wash their hands frequently to avoid getting sick. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative says its new hospital will be in Lake Halley. The co-op yesterday said they're planning to open a full-service independent nonprofit hospital. Co-op leaders say they chose Lake Halley because it's, quote, optimally situated for easy access to the hospital for patients and emergency services from the entire region, unquote. The new hospital is expected to have 48 beds, an ER, a labor and delivery section, as well as surgical centers and cancer treatment areas. The co-op says it will cost $160 million to build and get it up and running. The hope is to have the hospital open by 2027. The young Eau Claire man who stole $100,000 from his grandmother will not go to jail. An Eau Claire County judge yesterday instead sentenced 25-year-old Evan Daniels to probation. Investigators say he stole the money while he was supposed to be caring for his grandmother. His probation requires a mental health evaluation and complete sobriety. The judge says they'll figure out how much of the $100,000 Daniel has to pay back over the next 2 months. The relatives of a 6-year-old boy who was murdered by his mother will receive more than $2 million from Dakota County. A wrongful death lawsuit was filed by Eli Hart's father, Tori, in September of 2022. Eli's mother, Jessica Thaler, was sentenced to life in prison in February for the shooting death of her young son in May of 2022. The head of the Assembly's Election Committee wants to do better for the next election. State Representative Scott Krug says Wisconsin's local election managers did a good job with Election Day 2024, but he says there's room for improvement. Specifically, Krug wants lawmakers to okay an early count law that would allow the local election clerks to count absentee ballots either before Election Day or before the polls close on Election Day. He says it would give people even more confidence in Wisconsin's electoral process. He got an early count plan through the Assembly last time, but it died in the state Senate out of fears an early count could be used to cheat. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand.
At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
A hit-and-run crash involving a semi-truck and vintage plane happened on a display in South Central Wisconsin. The commander of VFW Post 328 in Stoughton, Rob Drogsvold, said he didn't hear or see the semi-crash into the 1962 Air Force plane while he was inside the post Monday night, but someone across the street from the post did. Damage to the plane includes a smashed wing and fuel tank. The nose of the aircraft, which once pointed into the sky, faces the ground. Stoughton police are looking for the driver of the semi, which Drogsvold said had Tennessee license plates. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, JINGLE.
Majeski on task for snowball glory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
It may be the off-season, but one place has you covered for all things short track racing, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. When racing returns, be sure to join us each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion Ty Majeski can become one of a handful of drivers to win multiple and back-to-back snowball derbies this weekend at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola, Florida. The defending derby champ, who also won in 2020, has one concern. The Hoosier tires he'll be racing on.
The biggest thing this year is we're going to be on a different tire. It's going to throw a loop into things. It's going to be a March harder right side tire. I would say that's going to probably be the biggest difference this year, is I don't think you're going to see as much tire fall off. Or I should say you'll see fall off, but just not as much tire wear. Yeah, excited to get down there. It's going to be a different type of race for sure. I don't think you're going to see as much comers and goers. You're going to see the cars that have raw speed probably run good all day.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition for one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Trusted Steel Power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
The Packers face a must-win to keep their NFC North Division title hopes alive. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers should be able to move the ball against Detroit's depleted defense, but even without a lot of pressure, Coach Matt LaFleur said the Lions' pass coverage is very good. 7:15 kickoff time at Ford Field tonight. Chris Middleton expected to make his season debut tomorrow night in Boston for the Bucks against the Celtics. Middleton missed the first 21 games of the season after undergoing surgery on both ankles during the offseason. NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament gets underway today. The Badgers hosting first and second round matches at the Fieldhouse and will host Fairfield tonight. Marquette Golden Eagles are traveling as well. They are facing Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City. There's Horizon League men's college basketball on tap tonight. Milwaukee hosting Cleveland State. And college hockey on tap tomorrow. The top-ranked Badger women play the first of two at Mankato. Badger men are home against top-ranked and defending Big Ten champion Michigan State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The WIAA admits a football playoff qualifying error, plus changes could be coming to football playoffs. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. At meetings Tuesday at Madison West High School and Greenfield High School that featured coaches, players, and administrators, WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser acknowledged the association erred in its application of tiebreakers for football playoff qualifying, improperly leaving out both teams. The admission comes after controversy arose when the football playoff qualifying released the day after the final regular season games did not include Madison West or Greenfield, while Edgewood and Pewaukee were included, it turns out erroneously, due to the misapplication of a tiebreaker. This despite others, myself included, alerting the WIAA it appeared they had made a mistake. While somewhat unrelated, just a day later, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association released a proposal that would change how football playoffs work for qualifying, regional groupings, and seeding. Under the plan, which will work its way through the WIAA committee process for possible vote in early February, teams would be awarded points for wins, with more points assigned the higher the division of the opponent. Divisional placement would be done before the year, and teams would qualify within their own division. Adding in points from opponents defeated would result in a final score that would be used to get into the postseason and seed teams within the brackets. Get more details at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I had a couple of my buddies come up from Iowa to hunt grouse with me, and boy, did they have a tough time in those woods. I'll tell you what was causing them so much grief. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
My two pheasant hunting buddies came up from Iowa and we went grouse hunting. And boy, did those guys have a tough time in the woods. Why? Because they're used to those pheasants getting up, well, kind of slow compared to a grouse. And it's wide open skies. And all they have to do is lead the bird properly and squeeze the trigger, and they're going to drop that big old rooster pheasant. But in the woods, when you're hunting grouse, it's a totally different game. You have to be on those birds real fast. And that's not something those good old boy pheasant hunters from Iowa could do. These guys are used to taking their time. Not a good idea when you're hunting grouse. When you're hunting grouse, it's snap decisions, and you're on that bird as fast as you can. And you're getting that shot off with no hesitation. And the reason for that is because instead of a wide open sky like you have when you're pheasant hunting, you've got a lot of branches. There's a lot of timber, a lot of cover that you're dealing with. So you want to make sure that you don't hesitate for a moment. You stay on the bird and you squeeze the trigger as soon as you've got a clean shot. That's how you're going to get more grouse. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return and breezy winds still lingering, gusting around 25 miles per hour. It's taking our highs in the low 20s and making it feel more like the single digits. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, but a nice warm-up for the weekend. Alexandria, Minnesota. The best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. On today's program, we'll visit with Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics and talk about the day's trade in the grains and the and over on the livestock side as well. Mike, thanks for joining us here today. And we're just going to take a quick look at kind of where we're ending out the grain trade here. First of all, looks like corn settled out 4 to 5 cents higher on the day. Soybeans were up double digits in that nearby January contract, still up 7 to 9 in those deferreds. Kansas City wheat rounded out the day higher as well, up double digits most of the day, able to hold on to that in the March and May contract. I guess just thoughts on the day's trade overall before we talk about some of the specifics. Just what would you say are kind of the highlights today, Mike?
Yeah, if you just came into the market in the last half hour of trade and look at the percentage gainers and percentage losers on the day, Chad, you would see that the canola was the number one gainer of about 2.3% on the day, and that's the ICE contract. That's oftentimes referenced from Canada. Then we have the hard red wheat right behind it at a gain of about 2.2% on the day. Soybean oil right there next to those two at about 2% higher, and then followed by the spring wheat and the soybeans. And I think when you parse those out, you see that all of those had a weather flavor to them, and supply flavor to them, in that for the case of canola, the Stats Canada numbers today were a lot lower than the trade was thinking as far as production potential. And in the case for wheat, we had a situation brewing, as we talked about midday, about Russia and their weather problems and their potential losses in wheat. So what we were able to do here on Thursday was turn the tide and see new weekly highs in the hard red wheat March futures as a result of these fundamentals, and really kind of put the brakes on the negative fund trade that we'd started to build up and momentum had started to increase against because of some of the outside market trade. So that's kind of how I see it, broad brush today.
All right. Well, let's pick apart some of those and talk about some of the specifics. And wheat, again, back in the news with Russia. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is it a condition issue or availability, export tax? Or what are they talking about, and how is that going to impact how small grain growers market their grain here in the U.S.?
Yeah, there's a couple layers to this, because I actually think, Chad, that the situation with yesterday's trade and the earlier week trade, with the negativity of the strong dollar, weak copper, weak soft red wheat, they go together pretty nicely. And before we talk about the conditions in Russia, I think the listener would be interested to understand that the copper and the soft red wheat over the last 8 weeks trading has got about a positive 94% price action with one another. The copper and the dollar has a negative almost 94% price action with one another. So if you see the dollar going higher, it's pretty likely that if the copper is going lower, the soft red wheat is going to go lower with it. And I think that's where the funds are at when it comes to what's going on with the tariffs, what's going on with global demand. And what we saw today was the weather and the supply come in and say, hold on a minute, the demand's not bad because look at the export sales and look at the export sales in corn especially. And when we look at the Russian wheat, it almost reminds me of where we were back in the May-June time period when Ukraine had problems and we had a pretty substantial rally, a wheat-led rally in that time period. And at the same time of that time period, we had the dollar going lower against the Russian ruble. So I see these pieces and these gears kind of working together right now, and it's just one day of price action, but it's something that I'm really on point for when it comes to can we get the outside and the supply-demand fundamentals to finally work together. And to your point about the conditions, the winter crop in Russia is about 90% wheat. So of all the winter crops, about 90% of that is wheat. About 40 million acres, a little under 40.5 million acres expected to be planted here in the winter wheat. And the key area, the southern breadbasket, as they call it, of Russia, is the hardest hit at this point. So when we talked about today that in terms of poor conditions, the Russian wheat crop is got 37% poor. That compares to 4% a year ago. And if you flip that upside down, only 31% is good. And that compares to 74% last year. So you've got a very low acreage base compared to last year already established. USDA's got a yield of 2.9 tons per hectare. That's the five-year average. So, I mean, I could make an argument if this weather continues to be problematic the next couple months, we're going to be closer to the 2.7, 2.5 yield levels that like we saw back in 2019, 2018 time period. And all of a sudden, the world's largest wheat exporter is really shut out of the wheat market because they need it for domestic consumption.
Talk a little bit about the ethanol side. We saw ethanol production report today, a little bit lower in production. Stocks were up a little bit. I know one data point does not a trend make, but is that something you're worried about or we just kind of continue to watch this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps confirm the clean fuel tax credit news that it's just not solved. It's a lot like the farm bill policy. We just don't know where we're going, and that's impacting the end users. And I think we're seeing that in the data. Fortunately, as we talked about, the export sales came in at 1.73 million metric tons, beat the top end estimates of 1.5 million metric tons, and took us to levels we hadn't seen. I want to say that versus the 4-week average, we were up about 4%, and versus last week, we were up over 60%. So those export sales coming in like that, Chad, made the market realize we're really not hurting at all on the demand side. We're actually very strong on the demand side. The question goes back to, will the tariffs stop some of these sales? And I think that's what the trade is most worried about between now and inauguration and right after inauguration. So on the most negative side of the equation, the inauguration, the tariff threat, the most positive side is this weather market potentially brewing.
Again, that's Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, on today's Channel Final Bell. Stay tuned. Part two is coming your way in just a moment here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Chad Moyer back with you on the Rural Radio Network, and it's the Channel Final Bell, Part 2, and again with Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Let's kind of pick up where we left off of Part 1, and maybe just you're talking about some of the big, broad things going on. What about energies and things like that? You mentioned copper in the first half. Are there any other outside influences that are really pushing the ag commodities these days?
Yeah, it's a great question because, like the copper, the crude oil market has been very, very sensitive to the outside forces and also the dollar trade. And with the potential that we've already sanctioned Iran already before President Trump takes office this week, earlier this week, Chad, and that drove us back up to about $70+ a barrel in West Texas intermediate crude futures. We also have the idea that if we would pursue the tariffs against Canada, that would shut a lot of imports of crude coming into the United States down. So I could make a pretty good argument the crude oil market could be poised for another move up just based upon those two supply to demand fundamentals. More in the near term, though, was today's news that OPEC Plus is keeping their production cuts on the table all the way through April, that 2.2 million barrels per day. They're going to keep that out of the market and keep it in the ground. And I think that puts a price floor underneath us in the crude oil market. So this is where the copper, the crude, and the wheat that we've often talked about, even going back to last February when we did our University of Nebraska meeting together, these are still very much in play and top-end issues for the funds. And why would you want to be net short 59,000 contracts of wheat if you've got copper rallying and you've got Russian weather problems? And I think that's a question for the managed money funds right here, right now.
Okay. Switching gears over to the livestock side of the things, live cattle and feeder cattle were both off, looks like $1.50 to $2. Talking before we went on the air, I just felt like you thought that's significant today. I guess, why is that significant? Why are you watching those two in that light today?
Yeah, much like the rest of 2024, we're finishing 2024 with the funds playing essentially a mirror image of the grains and livestock in terms of their positions. They're record net short on the meal, but they're record net long in the hogs. They're the highest in fat cattle since mid-July. They're the highest in net long in feeder cattle since early July. So the funds almost all year long have been buying the livestock, especially the cattle, and selling the grain complex. And so they've been trading the supply-demand fundamentals, plus the fact that the livestock really isn't participating much in these outside market threats. That brings you to today and the weekly export sales and beef being a marketing year low, down 99% from the four-week average. And I think that shook the earth underneath some of the funds, and it caused the feeders to have a takeout last week's lows. And so now the chart and the funds being so net long make you more concerned. And yes, you have the cash on your side, but we're still waiting for the cash to develop. So I think the best thing that could happen for the cattle and the feeders is we hear some new cash news by the time we close out the week and kind of stop the funds from wanting to pull the trigger on liquidating more longs.
So we didn't see all of that red ink over in lean hogs, though. Actually, the deferreds were slightly higher. Is there a little bit more confidence over in the hog and the pork products right now?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you hit it on the nose as far as the confidence level and what I was just talking about with the demand side. The export sales were 35,200 metric tons in the pork this morning on the weekly report for last week, Chad, and I think that really shored up the negativity. I'm overall pretty negative, the hogs, because the Chinese hog market continues to slip, but even those kind of export sales would keep me out of the market if I wanted to sell hogs right now.
Yep. All right. Well, let's kind of turn our position here and look forward. We have one more day, obviously, in the trade for this week, but there are some things that are coming up next week, right? We get a few government reports and things like that. So can you kind of give us a preview? What are some things in your mind that you will especially be watching as we wrap up this week, preparing for some of those reports for next week, Mike?
Yeah, the best thing to look at, I think, is what do the beans do after the report comes out, the WASDE report, that is, and after the Federal Reserve meeting. And obviously, we do also see the December contracts for corn and wheat and meal and other commodities expire on the 13th. But I think for me, Chad, beans are still the leader to the downside. Why is that? Because we still are seeing in terms of the world prices. While we're the cheapest of most of our, if not all of our major competitors in corn, the Brazilian price for beans continues to slide. And what we need to see is a meal, soy meal low, and that record net short by the funds start to get unwound. And we need to see the export price for the Brazilian market to shore up and firm up. And I'm wondering if maybe after the WASDE report, we see those things.
Mike, as always, great insights. Thank you so much. Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics. You can get a free 2-week trial of his newsletter. Mention Rural Radio Network online at globalcomresearch.com. GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss, and it might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. View the great lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. American consumers have been buying record amounts of dairy products over the last year. That's according to fresh data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. When we come back, I'll have more details about this surge in demand. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. According to a new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in 2023, per capita dairy consumption here in the United States climbed to 661 pounds per person. That's matching the all-time high set in 2021, and it's a rise of 7 pounds from last year. Butter consumption reached a record 6.5 pounds per person, while cheese consumption soared to 42.3 pounds. These numbers show growing preference for dairy as a staple in American diets, even as those same buyers drink less fluid milk year after year. Consumers are turning to dairy for its flavor, versatility, and high nutritional value, particularly for those searching for protein-rich diets. Products like butter and cheese fit well into low-carbohydrate eating plans, and they bring some tasty options to meals across the board. Now, the Class 3 milk market, which is primarily influenced by cheese production, has reflected these trends. Futures markets do suggest that prices could stabilize a little bit lower, which should create opportunities for cheese manufacturers and those dairy farmers who supply them. Strong exports have also helped boost demand, with U.S. cheese shipments seeing significant growth in key markets like South Korea and in Mexico. Experts see this demand surge as a boon for dairy farmers. Michael Dykes, president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, emphasized that consumers are recognizing dairy's affordability and nutritional benefits. Additionally, the data from USDA predicts a rebound in milk production in 2025, which could help meet the growing domestic and international appetite for dairy. However, rising input costs do remain a challenge for dairy producers. Feed, energy, and labor expenses continue to pressure profit margins, requiring those farmers to manage those operations carefully. Farmers and processors alike are watching weather patterns and global grain supplies, as those factors will be shaping next year's feed costs and milk production levels. I'll be back with more after this.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to Chenfit.com. Jessica-Smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfitt Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Yes, record high dairy consumption in the United States is a good sign for a dairy industry that's coming out of multiple years of tight margins and consolidation. As consumer trends continue to welcome more natural fats into their diets and high protein options, dairy should be well positioned to see more demand ahead. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. See the lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. And a mix of sun and clouds for your Friday afternoon, a high in the upper 20s. Partly sunny for the upcoming weekend, a high in the low 40s Saturday, mid 40s Sunday. Chance of some snow showers on Monday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you. But it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It says I'm running behind. I bet I pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die.
rushing till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
It was just another night in a hayfield, till she climbed down off of them four wheels, yeah, yeah. As soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah, yeah. She started walking over to me, like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me, if I was here alone, and I said, yeah, yeah, like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She brought me a cup and I tried it, a little fruity, but she asked if I liked it, so I said, yeah, 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 yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod, kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought, no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk the river, maybe cool off. She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand, and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A little later under that full moon, I didn't want the night to end too soon. I said, it's getting late, do you need to go? She said, no, no, no. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, if you say so, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say, yeah, yeah.
Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long, just
where it's nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down, over the
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun
when
goes
the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Not quite sure what's going on, but all day through and all night long I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Look in your eyes when you smile that way, the sound of your voice saying my name. I've been thinking about you. Just keep thinking about you. This single-minded fascination I've got, do you call it love? If you don't, then what? All I know is I don't know what you've done, and this train of thought in my mind is a secret place, but the whole world knows by the smile on my face that I've been thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you. Love. Well, if you don't, then what?
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Times had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside.